You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
You saw tonight. I felt Cole out there. I mean, he could making big plays. You could sense his speed, and he was popping some people out there. And that's again a journey of a young player who is taking steps in the right direction. So, and it's because of his preparation more than anything. And I think more, you know, when you get more and more experience, like anything in life, you start to a little bit more understand what it's going to take, what the job description is, and he's going to continue to grow for us here.
Victory Monday. 28-21 over the Chiefs. Sean McDermott there on Cole Bishop, who arguably had his best day as a Buffalo Bill yesterday in a winning effort. We welcome in Mike Catalan of Buffalo Plus and 13 Wham Sports. I'm trying to decide what the most surprising part of yesterday's game was, and maybe it was Bishop, because Allen is spectacular and we're blessed to be able to watch him every weekend. James Cook is just kind of consistently racking up yards week after week after week. Mike, what was most surprising to you about yesterday's Bills win?
I think it's just the way the defensive line really dominated the game, dominated Mahomes. I mean, he's less than 50%. He took a beating in the game. And Sean always talks about marrying the line to the pass rush to the secondary. I mean, that was the epitome of the game he wants. They got pressure. They kept him really contained. He didn't run for anything. He always kills them in those kind of plays. And they hit him and hit him again and hit him again. And the secondary was ready for it. I mean, they're going to give up plays. It's the Chiefs, right? But I thought in total that was really what surprised me, just how well they played as a group.
Are you surprised at all that Bishop – yeah, I think it's fair to say he kind of arrived yesterday, Mike. That's the player that you hope when he drafted. So what is it with Cole Bishop? They're just that this light bulb randomly went off here.
Yeah, I mean, look, last year was a waste for him. He didn't look great at the beginning. He's playing with Taylor Rapp, who I think we know now was not healthy. I mean, he's had knee surgery now, so it wasn't good. The whole secondary was really not great. And so I think he's more comfortable. I think when he's comfortable and he just reacts and makes a play, you saw when he had the interception earlier this year down near the goal line, he just reacted. And I think he's starting to feel that way. Should have had a pick, probably could have had a pick six on that play. But the athleticism, those instincts that I think Brandon Bean saw when he picked him out of Utah came out yesterday. And, you know, you got to be aware of what's going on, but it certainly helps when they're chasing the quarterback around and they're getting pressure. But I thought it was impressive. You know, I think this defense, and listen, that was a Sean McDermott game, right? I mean, you can give him all, and he'll still keep getting it until they do it in the final games and get to the Super Bowl. But that was such a Sean game. Obviously, he's taken over more of the defense. Obviously, they're playing with a much more of a intent. He called it nastiness yesterday in the post-game news conference. So when they're doing that and Bishop is reacting, that's a lot better defense than what we saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit more, Mike, because I was going to go there next, that McDermott obviously has his fingerprints on the last 2 weeks of these defensive performances. They look a lot more coordinated than they did with just Babich coordinating the defense.
Yeah, you know, their sort of idea that they were more of a zone team and playing that way. When they played Atlanta, it was just passive. Atlanta's not that good. They have talented players. I mean, we saw Trey London. He's incredible. But they just made it too easy. And you look at the difference between first half and second half. I think they just changed. And I think they were obviously much better in Carolina. And I know I felt that way. It was like, okay, it's Carolina, Andy Dalton, like whatever. And it was good that they were better, but what does that mean when you play the Chiefs? And then they play that kind of game. And McDermott got everybody's attention. He really did. And so whatever level it is that he's influencing the defense, obviously he's not going to tell us. But I don't think there's any doubt that his hands are on it. And look, it's the same thing Andy Reid does with the Chiefs offense. It's not going the way he is. Like he's got Matt Nagy. He's always had somebody there that is the play caller, and who's how much control do they have? When it's Andy Reid's team, it's his offense. When it's Sean McDermott, it's his defense. It's what he hasn't been able to do in the playoffs. It's what he's done in the regular season, and he did it really well yesterday.
Buffalo plus 13 win. Mike Catalana joining us. Injuries have been a factor, Mike. You get Ed Oliver back right at the end, but who knows? Hoyt going down yesterday. I will say this. Your thoughts on Hoyt waving off the cart there, and how do they fill that spot now, Mike? Is there anybody on the roster? I don't know. What are your thoughts moving forward?
I don't think there's anybody on the roster. I think they would try to use maybe Javon Solomon. He did. You know, because I noticed yesterday they were sometimes on passing downs, they put the third pass rusher in there, you know, because they're kind of short on D tackle, too. And Solomon moved on the inside, and they still kept, I think it was Bosa, and at that point, maybe Epinesa on the other side. Listen, Hoyt knew he was done. I saw him in the locker room afterward. He's just sitting there. Players are coming up to him, and they're like, you know, they don't always know everything. And he's like, nah, I'm done. Like, it was really a shame because he did make an impact pretty quickly, and you saw what he could bring to the team. So I'm waving off the card. I think he was like, I don't want to go in the locker room. I want to sit here and watch. What am I going to do? He knew what it was. There was no MRI the next day. Like, they knew it at the game. So it's kind of odd, isn't it? He misses six games with the suspension, and then he comes in like a house on fire in Carolina and then plays pretty well yesterday. But that's it. So not till next year at whatever point with him. So, yeah, I don't know. It's what they needed, and they got it, and they lost it so fast. And, they're hopeful on Ed, but even that, I think you got to think of it as almost a long shot. So he's got another day on the trade deadline. I don't know if he'll make a move, but, man, things just change pretty rapidly, isn't it, when you're thinking safety, you're thinking corner. Now, maybe not so much there. Maybe it will be some form of a pass rusher if they can make a move. And certainly, I'd still like to see a wide receiver.
Dating back to April when the Bills selected Maxwell Harrison in the first round, my initial thought was they just drafted a guy who has a very specific job. He's speed, and he's going to match up well with Xavier Worthy or Jamar Chase or insert speedy wide receiver here. And, man, it was great to see him get his first pick in his second game as a Buffalo Bill, covering Xavier or being in the vicinity of Xavier Worthy. I felt vindicated. I love that they drafted him for a specific reason, and in the first opportunity he had to show, he came through in a big way.
Yeah, I was happy for him, too. He's a young guy, comes in, high expectations, gets hurt at camp, initially looked like he's going to be done. It's going to be one of those things. And it took a while because it was a serious injury, and he's still wearing a brace. As fast as he is, he still has that brace on. And he's an upbeat kid. He's out there. You see him in the locker room afterward. He's like, you know, he's getting himself ready because he's going to the podium. So, you know, it's a big moment for him after the game, and he's just excited. So, yeah, he's got talent. He played 50% of the snaps. I think that's only going to increase. You know, look, you can still get something out of Trey White if Max plays more, because a limited amount of Trey White to me is more like a limited amount of Jordan Poyer, and Jordan Hancock gets more snaps at safety too. I like the younger players playing. I think they bring an energy to the defense, and you know, it's two games in. It is something when you saw that one play he was running step for step with Worthy. I mean, I got to tell you, Worthy is the speed guy. Rice is the guy that just kills you with that team. And he's, you know, they won the game yesterday, but he is a handful. And even in that, you know, the Chiefs will get their tackle back. They'll make a move. They didn't have Pacheco yesterday. Like, it'll be another Chiefs team by the time they get to the playoffs. But that speed is something to watch. Hollywood Brown. So it's good to have at least one really fast guy out there.
Mike, it's funny how things move so fast in this league, so fast with this team, because Wednesday, Thursday last week, where you had Steve Smith, a former wide receiver, on his podcast, just have a very critical breakdown of Keon Coleman. We played it here, and we're like, I'm really hard anything to kind of dispute there. Coleman, I mean, how long a leash do you kind of give him? You didn't need him yesterday. You're going to the tight ends. Other things were working on offense, but at some point you're going to need something out of that position, the X position, where Keon Coleman certainly plays.
Yeah, maybe it's just semantics. I wouldn't say they didn't go to him because they didn't need him. He just doesn't make plays. But Steve Smith's right. He's right. And I don't think it's all on Keon. I think he was drafted. It's not a great fit. It just isn't for what they want to do on this offense. He's going to play on the outside. That's not the way he's going to win. And, you know, they were giving him a lot of targets. He didn't warrant the targets. And I thought yesterday the plan was much better. But I look at it, you know what it is? It's, let's get to the playoffs. Let's get in a game against the Broncos or the Chiefs or the whoever it is, right? And you need a play. You know, flip screens over there to Shakir are fine on some plays, but like, it's 3rd and 6. You know, I want a wide receiver. I want somebody that's going to open things up. Everybody should be very happy with the win. They played well. But I said it before the game. There's a way to win this game. But that doesn't mean that's still the way to win the game come January. It's, right. You know, yes, you can run the ball. That was great. The tight ends are great. But at times you need a wide receiver. I just don't think Keon's ever going to be that guy for them. And I don't know if they can make a move for one. But at some point he's going to realize that this isn't good enough. And I'm talking about Bean. This isn't good enough for what Josh Allen needs. He makes it work. But, man, it's tough sometimes to see what they cannot do. The wide receivers were – I mean, who made the play? Elijah Moore made a play, mm-hmm. right? Shakir was Shakir, and Elijah Moore made the one play. I think you're going to need more than that in the playoffs.
Mike, I feel like it's an evergreen conversation during this NFL season. We ask ourselves week in and week out, who's good? Who's good? Because, you know, it could be the Bills. It could be the Eagles. It could be the Chiefs. It could be the Colts. We don't know who's good on a week-to-week basis, which is what makes the NFL so intriguing. I guess I'm trying to think and project what it will take for a team to get the one seed in the AFC. And for some reason, I keep coming back to 12 wins might be enough when it's all said and done to get the one seed in the AFC. What say you? Who's good in the NFL?
Yeah, look, it's funny because, you know, normally, obviously, it's the Bills and the Ravens and the Chiefs, right? And the Ravens have been a mess. The Bills are in second place, and New England has an easy schedule and beat the Bills head-to-head. And then you look at Kansas City, 5-4 with two teams ahead of them, though I don't know if the Chargers are still going to be able to field the team. I mean, they have a ton of injuries. The Broncos are pretty good, but it's a matter of being good enough to hold up. I mean, I think they still play the Chiefs twice. So, I mean, the way the Colts play was working until they get behind and they get punched and they start giving the ball away, and then it blew up on them. Now, maybe that's just one bad game for them, but, you know, I don't know how much you could count on them. Honestly, I think it's wide open. I mean, New England could be the one seed, right? But I mean, look at their schedule.
It's easy.
So when you look at that, you're like, it could be New England. I mean, they could win 13 games. Like, you know, I mean, that's just the way this is going to play out. They haven't, they almost slipped up yesterday, but they haven't slipped up since the beginning of the year. And the Bills have some tough games, but they look a lot different now, don't they? When you're playing against the Bengals, even Tampa, who I think is still a good team, is still banged up. So it's going to be wide open. It may very well go right down to week 17 to who wins the division, who's the one seed. It could be one of those deals, almost like for the Bills and the Patriots. It could be like one of those deals like the Lions and the Packers last year. Lions and the Vikings last year. Maybe not quite at that level, but, you know, in terms of wins, but where it comes down to the winner's the one seed and the loser's the five. So, you know, it's kind of wild, but it is pretty wide open.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to credit, whether that's you or somebody on your staff for the library, how you organize. Who dug up the Ernie Clement High School, Brighton High School hockey footage, Mike? Fantastic stuff.
You know, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Tyler Dietrich who handles all that for us, and he looks some stuff up. And there were three different clips. There was one of me doing it. There's one of John Dawson. There's one of Chuck Wade, all talking about Ernie in hockey. And isn't that something? I mean, you know, hockey, we shot a lot of hockey back then. And there's Ernie scoring goals. He had pretty good numbers, and he's good at everything. He's an incredible golfer. It's annoying. He's just so good at everything. And we saw the way he played in baseball. Should have been the World Series hero, right? I say should have been. It's going to go down, right? That's going to go down as one of the great defensive plays in the history of the game, right? I mean, that won the World Series, the catch on Ernie.
Paez recognizing that Kiki Hernandez is not a good fielder. I'm going to go get. I thought he won the game, Mike. I thought it was going off the wall. Yeah.
So you think about that. If he doesn't make it, the Blue Jays win the World Series. And he does, and the Dodgers end up winning. You got to go a long way to find a more impactful play in the World Series than what Paez made. And it comes against Ernie, who had 30 hits in the playoffs, which is wild, isn't it? I mean, that's, you know, the most ever is kind of crazy, but congrats to him.
I loved his reaction afterwards, even though it was a losing effort, that you know, he was vulnerable, he's raw, he didn't want the season to end, he loves his teammates, he loves playing ball. And my takeaway from it, beside just the play on the field, this is somebody that we proudly claim as our own, and what a great representation of our community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is. He's here. He's already back in town. I know he's playing a little beer league hockey. That's what he does. I think he plays paddle. He plays beer league. He's got a house here in town. Like, he lives here. This is home for him. He'll be back at Brighton. He'll be around. I mean, I hope he really gets paid. He earned it. You know, we'll see how the contract works out with the Blue Jays, but he certainly earned it. And you said making everybody proud. Everybody knows Ernie now after that. It just would have been, wouldn't it? It just have been something to get the game winner and win the World Series and be that all-time hero. But he's not buying a lot of Molsons up in Toronto after after that performance.
Any second guesses for when the Jays come up that short, Mike? And you can point to anything. I don't know. I'm not even really down on IKF because the third baseman was kind of, you know, protecting the bag there. So, I mean, it's just one of those games where I think the Dodgers made one more play, one or two more plays than the Jays.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it in that moment, like IKF, you know, probably could have gotten a little bit more. I think they're all a little spooked by the double play that ended game six.
Sure.
Didn't want to get doubled off. But at the same time, and then there's people saying he probably should have run through the base, and as opposed to that, you know, Ernie wanted back of the one. He had two things in all the playoffs. He got caught at third base the one time, and then, you know, he pops up on the first pitch when he had a chance in game six. But, I mean, you know, you look at those. IKFs just happened to be right there at the end. Give the Dodgers credit. I mean, the three home runs they hit late, and none of them were Ohtani, which is wild, right? None of them were Freeman or Ohtani or Betts, and they got three home runs and ended up coming from behind and winning the World Series. So give them credit. But, man, the Blue Jays did everything possible to win, everything except close it out. So kind of felt a little a little Bills-like, didn't it?
Yeah, well, no, like Super Bowl 25, Mike, you were there. You lived through it. I mean, people point to the kick at the end, but it was how many other things that went into that that led up to that point?
Oh, yeah. And Thurman was so close to going for a touchdown. By the way, speaking of the end, you talk about clips on the internet. So we had put up some clip a while ago of me at the Sabres losing in the finals to Dallas on the no goal, the foot in the crease, the skate in the crease. And Peyton Manning, they used it in the Peyton's place, like a three-second clip.
Hmm.
Somebody texted me this morning, and I said to our guy, the same guy who put up the other stuff, he goes, oh, yeah, we put that up at some point. They find all these old clips. You know, I looked a lot younger back then.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. And, Mike, not that I want to take away from the afterglow of a great World Series and a great baseball season, but I think with the Dodgers repeating, it begs the conversation of what does this look like? What does labor peace look like in Major League Baseball down the stretch? You've got 2026, which by all accounts will be, you know, the same as what we've grown accustomed to. But what happens after that?
Yeah, I mean, baseball's got some ugly history, but there's so much money. You would hope they get it figured out. I think mainly what the league is saying is if a team is dumb enough to pay a guy $750 million to play right field, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. I think that's kind of the league's policy on this. So,
well, thanks for coming on, Mike. I really appreciate the time. Tell everybody what's coming up on Buffalo Plus and 13 Wham. We can go check out.
We have our latest podcast. I just recorded our league podcast. We'll be at Pittsford Pub on Thursday night for a live podcast. So it's Thursday night. Come out. Between 5 and 8 o'clock, Dan, Jenna, and myself will be out there. Then I'm heading down to Miami this weekend. So, all that is good. Sorry.
Now, my new strategy with you is to take things off the table. Mike, did you know, Mike Danger, that Edwin Diaz opted out today?
Why are you upset?
Yeah. I'm upset because...
Didn't he opt out like 3 years ago?
Yeah, like what? This point, let go.
Mike, thanks for the time, man. Safe travels. Appreciate you giving us a little bit of your insight today.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
There he is, Mike Catalana. 13 Wham Sports, Buffalo Plus. High level needler of Gene Battaglia. High level.
That was like a Ryan Leaf interception, though. I saw that coming when you set that up, and as soon as $750 million. Yeah. Which, here's the thing with Soto. He was actually very good. You hear the stat of war, okay? Who was number one on the war list? It was Shohei. Who was number two? It was Aaron Judge. Who was number three? It was the catcher out in Seattle, Raleigh. Who was number four? It was Juan Soto.
Okay, top five war.
But yeah, we rail on the guy because it just didn't pass the eye test and the team didn't win. So
it's tough. It's a tough spot, Gino. Well, you'll have at least one more season of status quo, and maybe it gets a little bit better next year. I don't know what 2027 looks like. None of us do, but I don't feel great about baseball in 2027.
I have already begun my plan, though. So the Mets open up against the Pirates opening weekend.
Oh, this sounds like a continuous negotiation.
You're right in line, man. Yeah. We're having that conversation. Right. I'm like, hey, you want to go down to New York? Since kind of got shut out the last time down there. But, yeah, you know, we can just...
I see your strategy. You guys went on a wine tour. You got her drunk, and you got her to say, I'd love to go to a Mets game. Sure, we're enjoying all the wines. Let's go enjoy all the baseball games, too. Good for you, Gino.
Well, no, I didn't quite close the deal yet. Okay. It is the last weekend in March, and it's kind of,
It is continuous negotiation.
Yeah, so this is going to take a long work. Now, you, on the other hand, how'd you pull this off?
I'm hearing it. This was approved, but not really approved.
Well, that's everything. Everything is always approved, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah, it was opportunistic. It may cost me a week in the beach this upcoming winter. And you know how I like my week in the beach in Florida. It might cost me that. But getting to go to Soldier Field, I did it last year with my oldest daughter. I'm doing it this year with my youngest daughter. We're going on Sunday to see the Bears and the Giants. And my wife, as we are in the middle of constructing a sunroom, and those, you know, anybody who does a home improvement project, you know, the expenses pile up and pile up and pile up. It's like, your timing is terrible. This is not, you booked this trip while I was hanging drywall, you know, like it was, the timing wasn't great, but we got it through. We're going to have a great weekend in Chicago, the city I love. And, you know, the team now that at minimum, I can say the Bears are fun. I don't know that they're a playoff team. I can't tell you right now that Caleb Williams is worth what they've invested in him. I do believe in Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson feels like a real one.
I do believe Cincinnati is the worst defense in the league.
Comically bad defense. Yeah. Comically bad defense on display yesterday. I mean, hard to watch. A roller coaster ride. Entertaining as hell because you really didn't know what was going to happen. I couldn't have told you that that's how the game was going to end. I could have said, yeah, you know, Caleb could get them into field goal range. There's enough time. Didn't know that they'd have three guys surrounding Colston Loveland and none of them could tackle him as he's scampering for a game-winning touchdown. Get out of here. So lots of fun. Good for you, Gino. We'll get a little Mets in for you, a little Bears in for me. We get to see our favorite teams in action. Just, you know, kind of negotiate it out with... I have tickets for the Sabres and Blackhawks here later this month. And I asked my best friend if she had an interest in going.
Just so I'm clear, that would be your wife?
Well, of course. This is your best friend we're talking about.
Everybody. I guess the pronoun would have given away. Right. Go on.
She said, we are well overdue for a date night. But a hockey game? Seriously? Wow. Okay.
I can get you a certificate to the tap room at Bill Gray's where you can go out for a lovely meal. Won't cost you anything. That's your date night.
That's what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants a world's famous cheeseburger. Yeah. And I'll get a great plate. And that will be our date night. I have
she
to work on that.
Time with you.
I get That's it. Really we have to work on that. We will work on that. All right. We got to take a break. We have Ryan Talbot, New York Upstate, joining us next. More thoughts on the Bills getting the win against Kansas City yesterday afternoon in Orchard Park. Plenty of time for your calls as well at 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.